You're about to listen to the podcast version of the audiobook for Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One. If you'd like to uncover what your one word for the year is, or you already have your one word and you'd like to step into its power, go to one.repossible.com. Now, enjoy this next chapter of One. Chapter 5. Energetic Decision Making. Make quick and powerful decisions by gauging your energy. Quote, "It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." Unquote. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. How do we make decisions? What is the process to come to a conclusion, decide that it's our answer, and then be able to move forward? It's a complex process that goes on in our bodies, and I'd like to introduce you to my three good friends who are going to help us make better decisions more quickly. Martin, Henri, go. These three guys form my decision-making committee. If I take away their names and list what they represent, you'll get where I'm going with this. Mind, heart, gut. Throughout this book, we are going to be making a bunch of decisions. Hopefully, quick ones. When you learn to listen to your own mind, heart, and gut, you will soon be able to make decisions more quickly and decisively. Fun fact, we all have at least three of these decision-making centers in us, and the trick is to gauge who to listen to. The idea for energetic decision-making came from the talk I gave for a Toastmasters competition that was originally titled Ask, but I think the true title should have been Decide. Here's the YouTube video, go.repossible.com/ask-power, or you can scan this QR code. These three guys are mine. You have your own. Because I only know and have decision-making experiences with my own three guys, I'm going to introduce them to you to help you find your decision-making team. Let's toss around a few quotes we've heard many times over. Think it over. Listen to your heart. Trust your gut. So, which one do we listen to? Exactly. That's the challenge. It's usually a combination of the three. The skill, then, that we can practice and get better at is to gauge who to listen to and how much to listen to them in which decisions. In this book, I'm going to have a list like this for each element of this book. Energy. Mind, 3. Heart, 4. Gut, 3. The total for each decision will add up to 10. The example numbers here, mind 3, heart 4, and gut 3, are what I consider to be the standard or default for an average decision. In other words, the heart usually leads the way, and then it's a toss-up as to who else has the second vote. Easy examples to illustrate the method are the title and subtitle of your book. Please keep in mind that my numbers are only guidelines based on my experiences with books and are in no way meant to be set in stone. Energy, title. Mind, 3. Heart, 3. Gut 4. The title of a book, especially a nonfiction book, often comes from the gut. Yes, it should have meaning, mind, and some emotion, heart, towards the audience, but most of it, especially with this particular exercise of this one-word book, is probably going to come from a feeling. Gut. Let's compare that to the subtitle. Energy subtitle. Mind 8, heart 1, gut 1. Again, this is my opinion, and you are free to make decisions as you like. But the subtitle, especially for a nonfiction book, often describes or elaborates mind on the title. So if the title is short and snappy and witty and clever, but doesn't quite get across the true meaning of the book, let the subtitle fulfill that role. A quick search of one-word nonfiction titles, and here's one I found from Daniel Pink. Title, Drive. Subtitle, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us. Can you feel that title? Gut. Then the subtitle comes in and provides intellect and rational thinking. Mind. Here's another from Lisa Genova. Title, Remember. Subtitle, The Science of Memory and the Art of Forgetting. That title, Gut, Heart, could lead in many directions, but then the subtitle tells us where we're going to go with the book, Mind. Energetic decision-making can help you make decisions in any facet of life, from ordering fries to choosing a career path to uncovering your word for the year. One more thing. To add another level of power to this, and also just in case the decisions aren't coming as quickly or clearly as you'd like, think forward to your future self, the self of 1 year from now, and what then would your mind, heart, and gut decide? More on your future self later. For now, think about your decision-making team of three. Pro tip. Give them names. You know that each one has his or her own characteristics and personalities. What names would you give them? When you give them names, it helps them help you with decisions as you find yourself asking, what would Go do? Feeling the energy? Here we go. Repossible. Possible, gut. Impossible, mind. Repossible, heart. Yes, this is a slightly exaggerated version of Repossible to more deeply illustrate the point. And it also shows you how I like to think and feel. Thank you for listening to a chapter from Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One, delivered here as a podcast. If you're ready to embrace the power of one word to be your guiding light, your North Star, and a roadmap to your future self, head over to one.repossible.com and let's start this next 1 year of your life today. As a thank you for listening to the podcast version, here's a coupon for 25% off the online version or the live version, whether online or in person. Use the code INTENTION, and let's make this next year your year.